Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan. In France, Michel Barnier has become the first Prime Minister since 1962 to be removed from power in a no-confidence vote. The development has plunged the European Union's second biggest economic power deeper into a political crisis. Green Party member Cyril Chatelain says MPs felt a no-confidence vote was the best way forward.
Tonight, Michel Barnier's government has fallen. There is concern that once again France is without a government. Once again, we don't know when the budget will be adopted. What I want to tell them already is that we carried out this no-confidence vote consciously and seriously. We were aware of its consequences, and if we did it, it is because we know that we can propose another path.
The government will transition to caretaker mode. It'll be up to President Emmanuel Macron to nominate a new prime minister. The Palestinian ambassador in Canberra has welcomed Australia's latest position to support a UN resolution calling for Israel to withdraw from Gaza and the West Bank. Australia was among 157 countries to support the resolution. The document also calls for the recognition of the inalienable rights of the Palestinian people, primarily the right to self-determination and the right to their independent state. Palestinian Ambassador Izzat Abdel Hadi told SBS Arabic this position reflects Australia's increasing recognition of the right of the Palestinian people.
This is adherence and commitment to the international law. This expresses actually a trajectory of Australia to increasingly recognize the rights of the Palestinian people. I think now it's important for the international community, including Australia, to act quickly to recognize the state of Palestine.
The vote marks Australia's return to the position for the first time in more than two decades. Thousands of First Nations Australians need to travel more than an hour to visit a primary healthcare service. That's according to data from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, which reveals many of these communities are located in very remote areas of the Northern Territory and Western Australia. The data also shows unmet need, with 13% of First Nations Australians unable to see a GP when they needed one over a 12-month period. At least 19% of First Nations Australians had at least one instance in the past 12 months when they needed dental care but did not get it. Actor and disability advocate Hannah Davini has used a speech at the National Press Club to call for better disability representation. She noted the rarity in having a person with disability address the National Press Club. She says with the retirement of the Minister for the National Disability Insurance Scheme, Bill Shorten, there's an opportunity for someone with lived experience of disability to take on the portfolio. She also called for the reversal of the government's decision to cut funding for the NDIS announced earlier this year, saying the measure would have very serious impacts.
In fact, I will challenge all of Parliament to find an NDIS plan and live to the constraints of that. Because once you do that, you're not going to be taking stuff away. And you're not going to be going, oh, you're too expensive. I'm trying to live my life. Last time I checked, your life doesn't have a price tag. So why should mine?
The funding cuts amount to $14.4 billion over 4 years from 2024 to 25. And in sports, the Matildas have beaten Chinese Taipei 3-1 in Melbourne in their second last game of the year. Interim coach Tom Samani had the chance to try out a number of new players in the squad, with many of them rewarding him with their performance. All three goals were scored by newcomers to the team, with Natasha Pryor opening the score just after 10 minutes and Sian Fryer doubling the advantage 2 minutes later. Riley Henry added Australia's third goal after Jinwen Chen had temporarily closed the gap, separating the two teams. Sian Fryer says she's happy to have scored her first goal with the Matildas.
Yeah, I think obviously getting my first official goal is very exciting. I think, yeah, the girls came out very strong and, yeah, created some opportunities, and I think I was lucky to bag one tonight, so very excited, yeah.
That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan.